The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm gonna live till I die. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna take the town and turn it upside down. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. They're gonna say, what a guy. I'm gonna play for the sky. Ain't gonna miss a thing. I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. The blues I lay low, I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel, but until then, hallelujah, gonna dance, gonna fly. I'll take a chance, riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, 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 live until I die.
Francis Albert right there, Joe Piscopo on the radio 606. I keep thinking about my buddy, a new friend I have out in Wisconsin when we went and did we performed in Wisconsin out there. Our buddy Rick, Captain Frank's lifelong buddy, says, Joe, I love when you open up with an upbeat Frank Sinatra tune. I said, that's great. Yeah, Mr. Sinatra did have a way, didn't he, though? Just to keep us swinging. Hey, good morning. It's unbelievable. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. You know, this is what fires me up every morning. I get up, I go, okay, I'd like to have some fun, you know, talk about some ancillary things that happen in life and, you know, everyday occurrences about, you know, the Otis coming in and leaving the door open all night at the house because he's so big he could open the door himself. It's a whole nother story I'll tell you about. Only me and me and Otis. But you know what? I'm watching the news unfold. You can't make it up. I'm so proud to be before the microphone. And for you tuning in, we appreciate that because there, you know what? You're so right in everything that you believe. You are so right in shaking your head at the news. You're so right when you say, how did this guy get elected? I mean, they send Biden now to campaign for Gavin Newsom. This might put Larry over the top, Larry Elder in California. They send Biden out to campaign. Do they have any idea? No, Joe, it's okay, you stay there. No. Then they cut him off in the middle of a press conference for the fires. They cut him off. They cut off Biden. Blinken. What is this guy doing? Another Biden, you know, appointee. The Secretary of State, what a nightmare. It was a joke. The guy, he's a staffer. He's a lifelong deep state bureaucrat. That's who the Secretary of State is. And they put him up there. And you know what? You got to give Republicans credit when credit is due. And they were great. Lee Zeldin was great. I think you should resign. You should resign. You should resign. That would be leadership, is what Lee Zeldin said to Blinken. Now we'll play the audio in a second, and where they went after him, and then a lot of the guys started asking him about Hunter Biden. That was my favorite. You know, where I think that was Scott Perry from Pennsylvania starts going, "What did you get in? Did the FBI visit you recently?" I love it. Listen, man, it's inexcusable what happened in Afghanistan. Do not blame. I don't believe that Donald Trump should have even gone near the Taliban. Agreed. Don't throw Donald Trump into this. This is not Donald Trump's situation. You took Donald Trump out. You took him out. And it's all questionable how he got taken out. Because it wasn't, listen, we don't even want to go there because you're not supposed to talk about it. You can't talk about it. if God forbid something happens, social, but the red flags are all up for me in the last election. When social media is shutting everything down, and we hear about Hunter Biden and they shut that down, when you hear about everything that is wrong, everything that has some kind of shenanigans to it voting wise, they shut it down. Why do they do that? Why don't they just say, sure, take a look. We have nothing to hide. If you have nothing to hide over the last election, and we leave it at that because it is what it is. And they stole it fair and square. That's what I say. I'm being facetious, but you know what I'm saying. But if nothing's wrong, it's like with 2016 when Hillary went around and said, Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. He's an illegitimate president. He didn't get elected. So you're looking at Hillary got, what, 63 million votes back then? And the president was just, President Trump was like 60 million. So, okay, great. Let's look. I have nothing to hide. Oh, Vladimir Putin, he hacked the election. Well, let's see. Go ahead. Why are they so afraid to look at the truth? Why are they so afraid? It's like they're stonewalling, and the press covers it. The press covers it. The state media covers it. It's the Soviet Union. Where are you? You know who steps out is Catherine Herridge steps out from CBS, and they don't put her on a lot. You ever notice that? She really is so smart, and she will say things. The rest of the mainstream media goes hook, line, and sinker. And they just keep covering for Biden. This is a sham. This presidency is a sham. It's a sham. And I'm embarrassed that this is America. And you came down on me because I said I've known Donald Trump for 35 years and I'm going to vote for the guy. Oh, my gosh. They blame Donald Trump for everything. They blame those of us who voted for Donald Trump. I voted for Donald Trump because of this. Exactly what's happening in America. This is why I voted for Donald Trump. I make no apologies for it. I'm doubling down. You don't want to come on the show? You can't say that? Well, I just said it. I voted for Donald Trump, and you want to know the truth? This keeps happening. I'm voting for him again. Oh, you can't be serious. Who is this guy blinking? He's a staffer, and he's 3 miles away, and he can't show up in the House to testify. It was an egregious assault on democracy and everything we stand for in Afghanistan. And you can't tell me, you're going to keep blaming Donald Trump. You can't tell me that the Taliban, those scared little cockroach terrorists, Islamic fundamentalists, they're not going to run for those caves when Donald Trump said they were scared out of their mind. You know what? The Democrats were scared of Donald Trump. Yeah, they see this guy. They see the guy with the hair and everything. They go, "Oh my gosh, this guy crazy! I'm not going there." That's my indiscriminate foreign accent. Please don't think it's racist. That was a terrorist accent. You take your pick. Whatever, it could be anywhere. Could be from Burma. Could be from Africa. Could be from the Middle East. That is an indiscriminate foreign accent. Please don't complain that it's racist. Oh my God, he's in the White House. I don't know what that accent is. It's a terrorist accent. Okay. And those guys get scared. They're little mealy cowards that beat women. Did you see? Oh, yeah. Did you see those videos? Can we talk about that, Joe Biden? You want to talk about women? You're going to AOC walk with a dress, tax the rich. How about going down and putting your head in your hand down by the border and the assault on humanity down by the border under this administration? This Democratic administration. How about that, AOC? You're walking around with a dress that probably costs $50,000, $100,000. You're going to an event that each ticket is like 30 grand at the Met, this Met Opera. I'm offended by that. I'm offended by it. Soldiers are dying. Soldiers are dying. See, that's the difference. I told you, when we went to Wisconsin and we went to perform, and then that's where Biden got the military killed, the 13 military personnel killed in Afghanistan. It's tough to work at that point in my business where you go up and you go, I put my head in my hand and I go, now I got to go on stage and you got to entertain people. We just, the 13 members were viciously killed unnecessarily because the ineptitude of the guy who they're calling president, who they probably stuck in there because they did some shenanigans with the voting. And this is what you get. You get these young heroes and heroines dying, and then you got to go on stage. Now, if you're a politician and you voted for the person that has just caused the most egregious, embarrassing episode in United States military history in Afghanistan, and that's what it was. That's exactly what it was. It was an embarrassment. how they did it, how they didn't think it through. You're going to go put a dress on that says tax the rich, and you're going to go strut your stuff at a freaking event that costs 30, 40, 50 grand a ticket. Are you kidding? Where's your heart? Where's the press? Yeah, but can you imagine if Donald Trump did that? By the God forbid, got soldiers killed. He would never have let that happen, by the way. But if it did happen, and then people in the administration, you would see go parade around in dresses that say tax the rich, and dresses cost 50, 100 grand. How out of touch can you possibly be? This is why I left the Democratic Party. They're so out of touch. And with Larry Elder, you have a black man from South Central, the toughest area in America, an area that is just not served by any politician. They don't want to go to the inner cities. The Democrats don't care about black folks in the inner cities. They don't. I've seen it. They don't care. And now you get a guy from the inner city who goes to Brown University. He becomes a lawyer. And he goes, no, America's not racist. I got to fight. I fought with what I got. And he's at the top of his game in media. Then he's going to run for governor. And they call him a white supremacist. What's wrong with these people? Oh, man, I'm fired up this morning. I'll tell you what. I see this stuff and I shake my head. And I cannot believe that the press doesn't step on it. And I am so embarrassed for the state media that's in the pocket for Joe Biden. Embarrassed, beyond words. I was taught, brainwashed in college. Oh, objectivity. You're a journalist. You're going to be in the news business. Objectivity. You know, I was doing the news in Jacksonville, Florida when I was in college, you know, and it was after Watergate and everything. And you had to be objective. You could have hated Nixon. You could have loved Nixon, but it didn't matter. You had to be objective. That's what I was taught in college. What happened to the press? What happened? They should be all over this. AOC walks down. She's walking down like a runway, like she's a model. Go down to the border. Look at those kids. Look at the Border Patrol agents dying of the Wuhan virus. And where's this virus coming from? Oh, get me started. Okay, can I leave now? No. Is that it? Did I do enough? Is that it?
Go home.
Oh, I'm fired up. Oh, my friend, I love you for listening. I tell you what, but it is so inexcusable what's going on. You know, I'm proud to tell you, Steve Scalise, son, thank God. You know, thank God. You know what? I'll be the first to rail against the Republicans for not doing the job. There's some Republicans that just plain kicked butt yesterday with that Blinken fiasco, that embarrassment, the Secretary of State. But he was Blinken. He was a deer in headlights Blinken. That's what this guy was. And Congressman Steve Scalise, kind enough to join us. Chuck DeVore is a former California State Assemblyman, represents the 70th, and he represented the 70th Vice President of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. You know, we have this is really interesting. We have a gentleman by the name of Dr. Yeah, this is Dr. Tawfiq Hamid, right? Ready for this? Former jihadist, author of Inside Jihad: How Americans Can Better Identify Radical Islamists, Risk of Terrorism Following This Afghanistan Withdrawal. This is a guy that was a jihadist. This is how you beat them at their own game. You bring in someone like Dr. Hamid, and he'll tell us how to deal with them. Because I'm telling you, what's going on now is the biggest ruse, and we are being played for such fools. We look like an embarrassment around the country, to countries everywhere. No one is standing by our side. We're not standing by anybody else's side. Biden is such an embarrassment, worse than I ever thought. And now that you have the terrorists beating women in Afghanistan, you have a humanitarian crisis at the border. You have with children. I got to keep remembering you got to remember the Border Patrol agents, about 27 or so, according to our friends Mark Morgan, you know, and Tom Holman, about 27 have died from this communist CCP virus. They died from it. And now people have it, and they're putting those people strategically around the country. And we're concentrating on and getting lectured by the CDC, the NIH, and all these government agencies. We're getting lectured to take the vaccine. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. Oh, by the way, we're putting strangers from other countries who come in, and they come in from, now they're coming in from Afghanistan. And, yeah, well, we're not sure. We're not vetting them, number one. Number two, they're not getting the vaccine. But you got to get the vaccine. You're in school. You got to wear a mask. We are going to lock you down. And if you're in a business with 100 or more employees and you don't get vaccinated, then we're shutting you down and we're coming for you. There's people in the southern belt of the United States at the border coming across with the virus that they are the government of the United States of America strategically putting these people across the country. And we're getting lectured. We have to wear masks. We have to get the vaccine. And I got the vaccine. It's not good enough because you can catch it again. Well, you told me if I take the vaccine once, twice, that I'm not going to get it. Well, might have been wrong. Get off the stage. Get off the stage and go home. Just go home. They should close down this whole, there should be a special election, like Lou Dobbs says. There should be a special election and get these people out of there. Oh, gosh almighty. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. He will check in. Corey Lewandowski as well. And, you know, also Carol Markowitz, I'm very pleased to tell you, the columnist for the New York Post. And we're going to talk about New York City, the kids going to school and what it's about. And it makes me sick. That's another thing. De Blasio's out there giving high fives to the kids as they walk around. And you're just shaking your head going, oh, my gosh, what is this? What is this tall guy, geeky guy doing out there? It's like he must have been scaring the children, I guess. I'm not sure. Hey, Jim Brewer is on the show. Jim Brewer is my buddy from SNL. I'm so courageous. He canceled shows at a couple venues because those shows required COVID vaccination. You had a proof of vaccination. And Jim Brewer, at his personal cost, by the way, he said, I'm not going to go perform if you're going to put that on the folks that are kind enough to come see him. You know, he said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do this, and I'm not going to do the shows. And he canceled the shows. Jim Brewer on the show. And he's a real hero in that regard. Listen, I believe, get the vaccine. I believe I'll wear the mask. You know, there's so much out there that we don't know that's out there. They don't know what they're doing with this virus. Better safe than sorry. I will take the booster. You hear me right now? I will take the booster. And I'm worried about it, and I don't know who to trust or what to do. But I have to tell you right now, if you don't want to, you should have a right not to. If you don't want to wear a mask, you should have a right not to. Because that's why I'm taking the vaccine, so I don't catch anything from you. I'm not going to blame you if you want to have your rights and not get vaccinated. I understand that. You have that right. I'm getting vaccinated, so I don't catch what you're giving me. Why are they changing the tenor? Why are they changing the whole narrative now? But, well, it's the unvaccinated who are causing this. But that's why I'm vaccinated. It makes no sense. Oh, we are fired up. 6:22 in the morning. And, we got a great show. We tell them Del Beccaro is going to report in from California. And we got a full show for you. And Debbie Duhame is in the house. Yes. Hey, Debbie, how are you this morning?
I'm okay. That AOC dress, tax the rich, though. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I'm so hurt by that. In the sense that people in her community, in Queens and in her community, so many people struggled. It's after Ida, after people died in her community because they drowned because she can't bring infrastructure in. She can't can't, because that was the problem. It wasn't climate change. It was the failure of politicians not fixing sewers and not fixing pipes and not even concerning themselves. And it happened in your area, in my area, in New Jersey as well, Debbie. Mm-hmm. And she's going to wear a dress after people died in Queens. Yeah, could somebody explain that to me? And where's the press on it?
And it was so expensive to go to that event. They had to pay all this money. Are you kidding? She just makes me sick. I'm sorry.
I appreciate how she handles herself in the sense of a celebrity, you know, because she is that, and but she has the power to really change things for the good, and she just won't. It's all for her, you know. It's like they become obsessed. How are you doing, Debbie?
I'm doing okay, thank goodness. Yeah, just, working away and, doing my thing, just like all of us, right?
That's it. I said it earlier. Going. I know we got a break, boy, but it's so funny because I come down in the morning at the house, and Otis, I leave the door open where he can come in and out, kind of, with a little screen that he could navigate. Meantime, he pushes, the other side door wide open. I open up, the door's open. It's wide open, all night. Big Otis, and he's like, oh, hey, how are you? How you doing? Good morning. Good to see you. I said, Otis, you know. Animals could have walked in. Bears could have walked in.
Bears.
I have a raccoon at the house.
And bears.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Well, Otis, you know, owns the place, I think, you know?
I know. He's enough. People say you should have a relationship. You should have a nice gal that you're living with. Or you get married. I got the problems with my dog. I think, come on.
That's enough to worry about, right?
I can't handle Otis, man. Debbie's out there on the roads this morning. Be careful out there. We love you. We love you for listening. Debbie and I love you. We so appreciate everything you stand for. So just please be careful. Debbie will get you through the traffic. On AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. I'm ready for another trip to Italy with everybody. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait one of these days.
Come on.
Bring it on. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. As we head out to Sunrise Highway, watch for a closure on Sunrise Highway westbound as you get out toward 5th Ave in Bayshore. Looks like a pretty serious accident there, Joe, with an ongoing investigation. We're seeing delays as well on the eastbound BQE through that construction zone, getting up toward Atlantic Avenue, and stop and go on the Cross Island northbound right at Northern Boulevard. They just cleaned up an accident, but it's kind of busy right through that stretch. Inbound GWB up to 15, Lincoln 5, Holland about 10. Over on Port Street, getting out toward Corbin Street, getting out toward Port Newark and Port Elizabeth. It looks like a 6-car pileup over there, so definitely steer clear of that one. And Tysons Lane as you get out toward East Brunswick. Some ongoing police department activity as you get out toward Old Bridge Turnpike. Checking in on the forecast, some thunderstorms likely this morning, clearing, partly cloudy today, high of 81. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Be sure to tune in each and every Sunday morning at 10 for the Buddy Foy Jr. Show with entrepreneur, restaurateur, and TV personality Buddy Foy Jr. Buddy will be talking with a variety of guests about issues that affect all of us. It's the show where business meets politics to help you succeed. That's the Buddy Foy Jr. Show, Sunday mornings starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Fishing, loving every day.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that life is returning to normal, let us help by getting you out of your unused timeshare. Lone Star Transfer has an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or online at lonestartransfer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use that promo code Joe P or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Joe P. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. 800-651-0798. Promo code Joe P.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's got to be rock and roll music. If you want to dance with me. If you want to dance with me.
I'm going to go with the Beach Boys. We're doing one of those cruise things. And I am so honored that, you know, I know Mike Love. I know these guys a little bit. I performed with them 100 years ago at a special with the great Paul Schaefer. It was a television show. Who was it? Ray Charles was there. And I did a Bruce Springsteen parody with the Beach Boys, man. And they are just great and still iconic and still just selling out all over. And so they said, hey, we want Joe to go with us on this cruise thing. And I said, You know what? I'm packing my bags now, man. That's in March. We'll let you know. If you go to joepiscopo.us, joepiscopo.org, Matt Sambolin running everything for us today. He put together my everything online for me, and you'll be able to see where I am and what we're doing. Supposed to also go with the Media Research Center on a cruise in I think it's January 29th. I have to commit to that or not today, but right now I'm committed to it. It's just I'm working like virtually 7 days a week right now. Loving every minute of it, by the way, but I'm working 7 days a week, so it's hard to get away. And when you're on those boats, you can't do a remote, man. You're out. Now, so we'll keep you posted on everything, but love to see you there. Don't forget, we're at the Suffolk Theater coming up. Oh, it's going to be a great show. We are doing, I'm down Atlantic City, and then we're doing Nacogdoches. We're back at with Richard and Lois. Nacogdoches, we are at Lorenzo's on November 12th, and we'll see you there. We're going to rip it up there. So, and then December 3rd, Asbury Park for Mary's Place, this great organization down there. So just stay with us because we're out there. You know what? We're back. One event got canceled because of apparently the virus.
Oh.
Just one. They called back. They said, all right, we can't do it. And I was disappointed because it was a great event. And we're going to rebook it. I don't even want to tell you about it, but when we rebook it, I'll tell you about it. I was very, very excited about this one event, and they pulled it back. And you know what? You got to respect it. See, I don't get crazy when they say, oh, there's COVID, and oh, there's COVID like this, and you can't do this, you can't do that. I better safe than sorry, but I would like to hear it about drug use over the pandemic. I would like to hear about suicides over the pandemic. I would like to hear about car accidents, cancer, all the things that hurt us. Flu, by the way. And oh, I have a theory. You want to hear my theory? Are you ready for my theory? Are you ready for Dr. Piscopo? Hello? Get the doctor, Dr. Piscopo. Hello? Yes, I'm here. You know what? I think you notice everybody's kind of getting they're having like colds. They're getting colds, and they're getting like they get like a strep. So we've had some cases at the high school with strep throat. That tells me that this virus, the power of the virus is going away because other illnesses are coming forward. All last year, no one had a cold. Did you ever notice that? It's either you had COVID or you were okay. Am I right? That's my street version of a medicine. It's like people were like, they were like, oh, I got the virus. Oh, you got the virus? Yeah, I'm okay. No problem. And they get the virus or they were just fine because there was no cold. There was no flu. Maybe it was because we were wearing masks too. You know, you never know. Better safe than sorry. I don't want to hear it. I got the vaccines. I'm going to get the booster. You know, I may give my children the booster, but you know, we had Dr. Macario. What a great guest he was. I appreciate that, Joe. Dr. Macario was great. He said there might be heart problems if you give the vaccine to your children. Oh, great. Now I know. I trust Dr. Macario. I trust Nicole Sapphire. I trust Nina Radcliffe. I trust all the doctors that are kind enough to come on the show. In eons more than I would trust anybody from the government. The government has no idea. You know why? They're not practicing physicians. I trust my doctor, my buddy, my doctor, Vinny Boombatz, my doctor. I trust him more than I trust the government because the government doesn't see patients. And it's all politics with them. They have politicized a virus. They don't care about helping you. If they cared about helping you, they wouldn't go to the Met Gala and pay $30,000 a ticket and walk around with a dress that says tax the rich. If you cared about people, if you were really of the people, with the people, not beyond the people, if you're with the people, if you're with the people, then you're not. I'm telling you what, you're going to worry about the virus, where it comes from, and you're going to listen to the doctors. And the first thing that you, oh, and this too, I'm just fired up this morning. Forgive me. Stay with me on this. Stay with me. We got a lot to get into. Is that when they get? I'm so tired of seeing how bad a president they said Donald Trump was. And now listen, stop right there, because I know. Oh, there goes Joe on the Trump thing. It's not that he doesn't call the president. I'm not in the inner circle. I've known the guy 35, 40 years. I've worked for Donald Trump. I have a great affection and respect for Donald Trump and Melania. These are, to me, they've been always been respectful and nice. And I make no apologies for that. If when I met Joe Biden, he couldn't have been nicer, man. Jill, did I meet? I don't remember meeting the Dr. Jill. I don't remember that. But I remember meeting Joe, and I liked him. I said, this is like, what a great guy. He had no idea what was going on. Even back then, I saw that. You know, Donald Trump, on the other hand, was very smart, very caring to every entertainer that worked for him. I'll never forget that, you know. So now they're blaming him for being bad. Excuse me. When the virus came in, President Trump, I think it's only fair that we note, he shut down flights from China and where they, he thought the virus was coming from, you know, from the, what is the, from Wuhan, that area, like the Hubei province, whatever they call it. So Nancy Pelosi saying, come to Chinatown. She had come to Chinatown, and she's in San Francisco and Chinatown. Oh, that's great. But de Blasio as well. Come to New York. It's fine. There's nothing here, nothing to see here. And then President Trump's the one who blocks the flights in. And stay with me on this. And you call me and tell me I'm nuts, please. Because I could be wrong. There's always that. I'm not going to be one of those talk radio people that say, you know, talk like they know they're right. Because I may be wrong. President Trump started talking about medicines that we had at the time that could have offset the virus. I'm a hypochondriac. I talk to doctors all the time. Don't, if you're a doctor, do not ever give me your cell phone number because I will drive you crazy. And I will text you and I will ask you. Dr. Rock Positano knows that. My doctor knows that. Oh, my God, there's Joe again. Hey, you know what, Doc? You know what I'm thinking? Yes, I'm. And, yeah, I'm just a hypochondriac like that. But when there was medicine out there, there was medicine out there. I heard from my pharmaceutical buddies, we could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives, in my opinion. If you listen to Donald Trump, when he goes, there was like the cocktail mix that he had, by the way, when he had the virus, and now it's available to everybody. Should have been available then to everybody. No? Am I right? He says hydroxychloroquine. You can't say that. Oh, my gosh, it kills people. I took it. As soon as I had the virus, they said, we think it's positive. You think it's positive? We're not sure. It's not an accurate test. You did the saliva test. It's not sure. We're not sure. How do you feel? I said, I feel great. Well, you know, just stay. But no, give me the hydroxychloroquine. I immediately went on the HCQ. I went on the Z-Pack and the zinc. Boom, 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 boom. And I woke up and I was fine the next day. Now, is it a coincidence? Because I take all the other good stuff that I take that probably built up my immune system, in my opinion, maybe. But I'm not going to take a chance with it, you know? So the press, don't you got to give President Trump, and why didn't the press just go, hydroxychloroquine, not so much that. That could be a placebo, although they've used it in India for 70 years for malaria. All of my Vietnam veteran heroes that listen to the show, they took HCQ when they were in Vietnam to offset malaria. Isn't something there? This is not a proponent for this at all. I'm just saying, you can't criticize. And people in glass houses should not throw stones. This administration is the biggest fail of any administration in history. Makes Jimmy Carter look like Ronald Reagan. This is the worst. It's an embarrassment. Everything that this administration has touched, as we suspected, those of us who voted for Donald Trump, as we suspected, we knew this would happen. We knew it. Democrats show up and apologize. Where is the humility? By the way, I understand. Where was the humility with the last administration? Understood, guilty as charged, fair enough. The humility in politics. That's why I love when Steve Scalise comes out. This guy gets shot at a baseball game in Washington. He's played a baseball game, and he's on second base, and he almost died at second base, Steve Scalise did. Picked himself up, got better, fights for the people, Congressman Scalise from Louisiana. That's what I'm talking about, and he's one of the most humble men I've ever met. That's the heroes that you want representing us in Washington. You know, it's so out of control. Don't put on a dress. Don't pay $30,000 for the ticket. And what does the dress cost? $50,000, $100,000? When you have people in your district dying and from floods because you mismanaged the sewer system, you mismanaged all the infrastructure. And stop blaming climate change. You can fix this. We got all the answers, unfortunately, but no, they don't want to listen. I'm just fired up this morning. I just shake my head. And you know what? You could criticize me, and you're more than welcome. By the way, let me go to Peter real quick. Let me take a couple calls, and then we're going to break, guys, if I may. Peter, good morning. Thanks for calling. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. Great show, as always. Just a couple of quick points. There's a good man named Larry Elder that's running against Newsom in California.
Yes, sir.
He's a conservative who happens to be black. If he were a Democrat and the stuff that they were doing against him, there would be cries of racism up and down the board. So I hope everybody in California votes for this man. He's a great man.
Thank you, Peter. You're right on the money, and I appreciate that very much. Larry Elder running in this recall election, and they are scared out of their minds. They're so scared that they brought Kamala Harris in to campaign for Gavin Newsom, the governor. They're so scared they brought Joe Biden in. Who in their right mind? What political consultant's going to say, hey, we'll bring the president in? You know, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, though. No, let me write a personal note of thanks. Thank you, Mr. President. No. Please. It's like me. When people see me, you know, if I'm going out and I, of course, have a crush on somebody or something like that. And then it's like me, it's like watching a horror film and Joe's going into the house with the killer and that. No, Joe, don't get married. No, you're gonna, you know, it's like, you got to listen to your friends. They know what they're doing. Listen to people. Oh, they're going to bring Joe Biden out there. It's an embarrassment. Larry Elder is a man of color who wants to be governor of California because he loves California, where he came up. We came up out of the toughest area, out of the South Central area of Los Angeles. He is the sage of South Central. He's a good guy. He understands it. The elitists, the people who wear dresses that go to the Met the gala, the elitists, the people who go to a restaurant called The Laundry when everybody else can't even go out and we have to wear masks and you can't go out. The elitists who go and stay at their homes in Italy and take their private jets to Italy when the rest of us have to be shut down and I got to pay thousands of dollars because we struggle to keep the gyms open that we have because we were shut down by the government. Oh, my gosh. And those are the people who are going up against Larry Elder. You're in Los Angeles and we have some people that do listen out there. You got to vote for Larry. You got to rock this, man. You got to cause a seismic shift that will just reverberate right across the country. It really will. Do we have to break right now? Yeah, let me break. It's 20 before 7. Could you hold the calls? I'll come there. I promise you I'll come there when we come back, all right? We'll go right to the calls because we're fired up this morning. We're done. And I love that you see it. You see it. I see it. Clear as day. What am I doing on the radio? I should be sleeping and doing shows on the weekend. Life was easier. It was more lucrative. This is a responsibility you and I have. Like Larry always goes. He goes, we got a country to save. Now Larry Elder has a state to save in Los Angeles. And you and I, we're going to go along with Larry when he says we have a country to save. It's a great country with beautiful, beautiful people. And we ain't going down. So help me God. One nation under God, and we're not going down. 641, Joe on the radio. Bill Gagan's doing the news for Al this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 70 degrees with clouds in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. A dozen local lawmakers took a tour of Rikers Island yesterday. They say they were shaken by what they saw, and they called the treatment of jail inmates there just horrific and inhumane. Rikers Island officials have been trying to make their way through a severe staffing shortage. Mayor de Blasio added in his two cents.
We, for years and years, have been working to change the situation in a place that's just profoundly broken, that should have been closed a long time ago. And we are closing.
Some of Broadway's biggest musicals reopening tonight on the Great White Way. Hamilton, The Lion King, Wicked in Chicago, all pulling up the curtain as Broadway emerges after an 18-month shutdown because of COVID. Audience members must be fully vaccinated and wear masks. You now know what's going on. I'm Bill Gagan on AM 970. The Answer, traffic with Debbie Duhane.
Thank you so much, Bill. Let's go out to Sunrise Highway. Sunrise Highway westbound service road at 5th Ave and Bayshore. That's closed with an ongoing accident investigation. Northern State Parkway westbound right at the Wantagh. Looks like an accident taking a lane there as well. Eastbound BQE moving slowly, getting up toward Atlantic Ave through the construction zone. Westbound moving slowly as well. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Forest Ave out through the Verrazano. 440 northbound busy as well, getting up toward the area of Arden Ave on Staten Island as well. Let's go out to 280. You're busy eastbound getting out toward the Stickle Bridge in Newark over on Port Street at Corbin Street in the Port Newark, Port Elizabeth area. A 6-car accident. All lanes subject to closure over there. Traffic is slowing down on Tysus Lane by Old Bridge Turnpike into East Brunswick with police department activity. Checking in on the forecast. Thunderstorms this morning likely. Cloudy today. High of 81. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Save up to 45% on Dell computers with Windows 10 Pro. Enjoy specials on Dell docks, monitors, and servers. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. So call 877-ASK-DELL to speak with a Dell Technologies advisor. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Everyone needs a place to call home. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate for the latest news on real estate. It's a seller's market right now, so let Dottie and her team of experts help you navigate the tricky waters of real estate. Tune in every Saturday as Citizens Bank Senior Vice President Ace joins Dottie and offers listeners free advice on the mortgage process. Join in every Saturday morning at 10. Again, that's every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough.
I'm Christine Nicholas.
Christine, we are excited. September 17th, we are going to broadcast for Broadway.
At the Hunt and Fish Club at 125 West 44th Street, we hope that you'll join us for a two-hour special live presentation about Broadway coming back.
We've got a very good list of people that are going to join us, Christine. Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Joe Benacasa from the Actors Fund, and so many more. Tom Harris will be there from the Times Square Alliance, and Chief Terrence Monahan.
Get your table now, 347-625-12.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, did you go to Route 22 Toyota? I've been talking with Iggy and Alex, and I have to get another vehicle for my children. That's because it's what I do, trying anyway, you know. So I want the best deal. I want safety. So I call Route 22 Toyota. Now, Alex wants everybody. Alex is the general manager at Route 22 Toyota. Iggy Giuffre is the boss. He's my buddy. Great people. We're just proud to tell you about Route 22 Toyota, because now Alex wants everybody to know that due to the current landscape in the automotive industry, your current vehicle has never been worth more. Alex told me that he's paying overbooked value for all makes and models. So we invite you to go over to Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. Find out how much your vehicle is worth, whether you lease, finance your vehicle, or own it outright. It's worth more than ever before. Alex says it doesn't matter if you purchase or lease a new vehicle. They're offering over book value for any make or model. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand. And my friends over at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your time. Let me give you the number, if I may. It's 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905 for a risk-free appraisal to find how much your vehicle is worth today. 973-705-8905. You can speak to someone on Alex's team and get more than ever before for your current vehicle. 109 Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online, please, at route22toyota.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
Here's my story, it's sad but true.
Oh, yeah.
It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey, hey, whoa.
We got time, 6:47 with Biscuit Poe. Dion on the radio from the Bronx.
Yeah, I should have known it from the very start. This girl to leave me with a broken heart. I listen, people, what I'm telling you. I keep away from a run around sewer. Yeah, my miss the lips and the smile on her face. The touch of my hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't want to cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer.
Come on, Joe Biscopo on the radio. Ah, oh, you got to get back to reality. 6:47, thank you, Matt Zimbolin. Great music indeed. Let me go to Noel, if I may, on the phone, guys. Hi, Noel, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What are you thinking, man?
Hey, essentially just wanted to call up and literally thank you from the bottom of my heart for your honesty this morning. It seems that all too often people with influence use their platforms to just toe the party line. And I want to thank you so much for bringing some honesty to the situation this morning, particularly with regard to the vaccine and just your position on it. To hear someone who has actually taken the vaccine but still advocates for personal choice, again, I just want to thank you very much.
God bless you, brother. Thank you so much. I'm humbled and flattered and honored that you called, man. Thank you so much. You know, my mom always brought me up. My mother always brought me up to be honest, you know, always be honest. I can't tell a lie. Even when I went to court, and I was in divorce court. I mean, really, just to be facetious about it. You know, you made what? Yeah. My lawyer got so mad at me because the judge said, well, you didn't make that much money. I said, no, I made more than that. You know, my judge said, please. My lawyer said, shut up, please. Sit down. Will you stop it? I'm just honest like that. The point is this. You have the government mandates everything, and it's always for thee, for not for me. And they're going to tell us they don't know what they're doing with this virus. They don't know what they're doing. If they did, they would find out where it came from, and they would go to China, and they would hold China responsible. And you would have a strong president saying, how dare you spew a virus upon us? We think you allowed it to get out. This is our research that we did. What's the research? The Joe Piscopo Show in New York. That's the research. You know, they go, oh, okay, because we're honest here. And we're the only ones who came up with the answer. We, right here on this show. Oh, no, I'm no national guy. I mean, now, because streaming, we're all over the country. And, yes, in Moscow, and we love you, Moscow. I know you're listening, you know, and certainly in Rome, people listen around the country, around the world with the streaming thing these kids do nowadays. But I have to tell you, and Noel, to the point, how dare the government tell us what to do? If you don't want to take, first of all, they mismanaged the whole virus. They mismanaged the virus. It was the government. It was the CDC. It was the NIH. They're not doctors. My doctor tells me, talk to me. Because you have no idea how they disrespected the medical community during this virus. I hear it on the inside. They never listen to the doctors. They never listen to your. I call my doctor when I do. And my doctor, he said, look, it's actually chloroquine, Joe. He said, it's a placebo. It's not going to work. I said, can I take it? Sure, take it. It's not going to hurt you. But you know what? It's not going to do anything. I think it helped. But I listen to my doctor. I'm not going to listen to some government clown who was just trying to make a name for himself. These people are lifers who have pension and welfare that you and I will never have, that have perks that you and I will never have, that get paid like you and I did not get paid. The 401k did not get serviced because, oh, there's the pandemic. Well, how does that have to do with my salary? How does that have to do with it? That, okay, they shut you down. Not politicians. They got paid. They got their pension and welfare all taken care of. Their drivers all taken care of. How does that work? How does that work? And then you know what they do? They take a couple of government jobs. Well, you know what? Let me say, it was one government. Maybe if I get another government job, then I get a pension welfare for life if I get this other job. This is what it is. It's an industry. Politics is an industry. So these are the people that are going to tell us whether you should take a vaccine or not? They have no right. These are the people that are going to tell us to wear a mask? They have no idea what they're amateurs. This is why I think, this is my opinion, why when Donald Trump went to Washington, you know, there's the movie, Donald Trump went to Washington. That's John Doe, right? Mr. Smith. This is when Donald Trump went to Washington.
Jimmy Stewart.
He said, exactly. When he went, he saw amateurs because they are amateurs. They're not in the real world. So you have somebody who doesn't deal with medical advice, who is not a medical doctor, who has patients, and they're going to say, this is what you have to do. You have to take this vaccine. Sit down and shut up, to quote Governor Christie. Sit down and shut up. And forgive me, I'm on fire this morning, and I'm done, done, and done. Don't tell me what to do. You're the government. You work for us. And if someone doesn't want to take the vaccine, you have all the right in the world not to take the vaccine. And if you're going to blame those people who don't take the vaccine for keeping the virus out there for you. Wait, excuse me. Let me put this in perspective. So I get the vaccine to stop the virus, right? I get two shots, right? I got two shots. I get everybody vaccinated. Oh, wait, we're not sure, because if someone's not vaccinated, they're going to give you the virus. But that's why I got vaccinated, so I wouldn't catch it. What are you trying to tell me? And now you're telling me those people can't give me the virus? Well, then make a better vaccine. And if someone doesn't want to take it, don't vilify them. And if someone doesn't want to wear a mask for that matter, don't vilify them. Let them. This is America. We do what we want. And you're not qualified to give us advice. The government is not qualified to give us advice. And then when we see, I saw in Salem Media this morning, There was a story. I know we got a break there, Matt. I appreciate it. And Joe, I know you guys are doing such a great job putting the show together for me morning. I so appreciate it. But there was something that says there is something, if I could find, I'll have to find it. Where, look, there is something about people that went in for coronavirus, and they're saying that, oh, gosh, they're admitted to. Study finds half of COVID patients admitted to hospital have few symptoms, and a lot of those people, 36%, they had mild or asymptomatic symptoms with this coronavirus. And they sometimes, when they went to the hospital to check in, it wasn't for coronavirus. We're being misled. They're lying to us. And I don't know what to believe. Me, I'm better safe than sorry. I'm going to take the vaccine. I'm going to wear a mask. I'll wear gloves if I go on an airplane. I don't want to touch anything in that yucky, disgusting, dirty airplane. When I open up that food tray, don't even think about it. I'm spraying. I don't care anymore because people, I spray the Lysol all over it. But that doesn't mean you have to do it. This is a free country. At least we're trying to keep it that way. 6:54. Whoa, I'm late. I'm sorry, Debbie. Debbie's on the roads checking out traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to Sunrise Highway Service Road, westbound by 5th Ave and Bayshore. It looks like an accident investigation still going on there, Joe. And it's very busy on the LIE westbound through Douglaston Parkway with an accident cleared. And we're still seeing delays as you head to Port Street by Corbin Street in Port Newark. It's a 6-car accident with all lanes subject to closure. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho. From legendary director Clint Eastwood comes a story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns as one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder who takes a job to bring back his ex-boss's young son home from Mexico. The unlikely pair face an unexpectedly challenging journey home. The only road home is through redemption. In theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days this Friday. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Relief Factor because I love you and I want you out of pain. And I tell you, I see more people taking Relief Factor now more than ever. Get the 3-week quick start. Here, let me give you the facts, okay? Because I know you listen to me and you say, Joe, you're telling us about Relief Factor again. And I'm telling you, you're going to go, yes, does it work? Yes, it works. It's for me. And I think it will work for you. And here's the way you got to do. You go to relieffactor.com. You call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. Get the 3-week quick start. $19.95. Are you kidding me? $19.95. This formula is trusted by thousands of people. It's helped me help so many people. Let's see if it can help. Let's see if it works for you. All right? The 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. Again, Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384. Hey, Joe on the radio, we got a great show for you today. We're fired up and we enjoy being with you because we could speak the truth and you're listening. And please give us a call. And I apologize if I didn't get to the call. We're just so busy this morning. 877-970-2999. Congressman Steve Scalise. He is the man. He represents Louisiana's 1st District. House Minority Whip, an all-around great guy, a true American hero. He will join us. Chuck DeVore will join us. Dr. Joel Zinberg will join us. Dr. Tawfiq Hamid, a former jihadist, will join us. Carol Markowitz, Corey Lewandowski, Mike Gallagher, Jim Brewer, coming right back at you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.